Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Precious Blood River Radio family, thank you for holding on. Boy, time goes, I'm telling you flat out. I barely made it back to the microphone. Had to get me a quick snack. Without, I know y'all need to know that. But we're going to go right back to Sister Braveheart. She has a great letter, and I just can't wait to hear her read it. And I'm sure you people would like to read it too. Go ahead, Sister Braveheart.
Okay. Well, just before I read, I'd like to read a letter that Alfred, my brother, sent to Dave Gahari of Money Tree Publishing. And it was a really good letter that Dave sent me a scanned copy of it. And then also I'll read a little section out of the letter that I just got from Alfred. But before I do that, just before we leave the subject of what's going on in communist Canada, I've got another couple of tidbits that kind of remind me of, you know, a few weeks ago, and Paul Frum talked about this on the show, and we talked about it too, about the fiasco that was going on in Canadian Parliament, because the people are so ignorant, and even they are even ignorant of their own mainstream version of history, let alone ignorant of true history. So they had all that confusion around that 98-year-old veteran, Ukrainian veteran, but they were celebrating him and giving him standing ovation because he fought the Russians, you see. But then when they found out, oh, he was actually fighting with Germany, and they had to backtrack and backpedal like crazy. But it was kind of a hilarious story, really, when you think about it. But, you know, another thing that I just heard on the mainstream media here, there's always these references that they make with something to do with, oh, those evil Nazis or Hitler, or in this case, it's a Green Party. I think it was a provincial, like a member of the Legislative Assembly here in British Columbia, made a comparison of Dr. Bonnie Henry. And, you know, that Dr. Bonnie Henry, she was the British Columbia health, what do you call it? Like, you know, all these public health officials that when during the COVID crap, when, you know, she was telling us in her soothing voice every day, you know, wear your masks and do all that stuff. Anyway, Dr. Bonnie Henry. And so this Green Party representative was comparing Dr. Bonnie Henry with, guess who? Joseph Mengele. So, okay, so you're thinking, I mean, this is so ridiculous because there's kind of a double deception going on, or double, what would you call it? So she's making the comparison because she's going with the mainstream narrative about Mengele being, you know, that's kind of like the second most recognizable name after Hitler, of being the, you know, evil, 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 evil in the mainstream, you know, the false narrative. Oh, and then, but the Jews get up all in arms. They just get so mad. You know why? Because that's making a comparison that kind of belittles the Holocaust, or you know, makes it smaller. It diminishes the horrors of the Holocaust and the horrors of Dr. Mengele. I just think this whole thing is so absolutely insane, because this is how it goes. Then there was another story here. A Catholic school board trustee, or the Catholic school board in Red Deer, Alberta, they ruled Tuesday that a trustee who likened LGBTQ pride to Nazi Germany won't be removed from her role, and blah, 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 it goes on. But again, it's always these comparisons that people are trying to illustrate, oh, the bad stuff going on now. So these might be people who potentially would be on our side, but then they have to resign because, oh, they're diminishing the Holocaust. The Holocaust that never happened, you see. So this, I just find this, it's such an insanity on such a, you know, it's like double and triple and quadruple level, because it twists it all up. Just like that guy a few weeks ago that, you know, 98-year-old 98-year-old veteran being honored, and then the Speaker of the House had to resign, and because they find out, gee, he was fighting actually the allies of Canada at the time, and that was Russia. So any comments before I go over to Alfred's stuff? Go ahead.
Go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Well, yeah, that was, misinformation and more uneducated people that don't understand history, I guess you might say.
That's right.
It's interesting that
Rand has saying something.
I got a comment real quick, kind of going back to what Monica was talking about the craziness and the Holocaust denial. What's going on in Canada right now. You know, Monica, there's not but one bunch of people, group of people, entity that could get away with anything on that scale except the offspring of Satan. We got to remember that Satan was a cherub. He was a cherub.
Yeah.
He sat on the right-hand side of God before...
Yeah.
But before he rebels, so we got to think he's smart. He's the ultimate deceiver. And look, and also God says if you want to be stupid, I'll let you be stupid. Romans chapter 11, 8-10. I'm not going to read all of it, but I'm going to read just this right here. God has given them a spirit of stupor. That's stupid. Eyes that they should not see and ears that they should not hear. So, see, these people is getting some help. If they want to drift on off and be way on out there, God's saying more or less, hey, I'm going to let you do it. I'm going to see how far you going to go with this craziness. So that would be my response to, because we sit here and we just scratch our head, we shake our head, and we say, how in the world could this be going on?
Yeah,
and,
thanks,
Rand.
But
that's why. That's why it is possible for this to happen, and I'll turn it back to y'all.
Yeah.
You know what, Rand and Sister Monica? That brings me back to the KGB agent that Sister Monica, Sister Braveheart, turned me on to. You remember what he said? He said there's only one thing that will bring them out of that stupor. Y'all remember what it was? He said a jackboot in the balls. That will work every time. That will once they get a jackboot in the balls. It may sound coarse, but that happened many, many times over. That the so-called, the Nuremberg, defendants. That's what brings them out. Once they get that, they'll understand. But until that, and it is so frustrating to me that you preach and preach and preach, and you can't dent their stupidity. But anyway, back to you, Sister Monica.
Yeah, about those double deceptions, like when people make all these comparisons with the Nazis and with Mengele and this and that, and it's a double deception, of course, because they're trying to illustrate how bad things are right now, comparing it to these guys in the past that the world, so many people think are bad, and there's mandatory force feeding of the lies to the children, like I just talked about it all. But it's, again, they're reinforcing that lie, that Holocaust narrative, and reinforcing bad Germans, and by extension bad white people, European people, because they have extended the guilt onto all the European people for not doing more to stop the Holocaust. They've actually said things like that, and now we know the education system, or the miseducation system, is all about making white people feel guilty for everything. It's such a guilt cult, because we do have empathy, and so we can be shamed into feeling badly about stuff. Like, what other race actually can you do that to? You can't really do that to other races in general, because they don't feel the same empathy that we have in general. Like, these are general qualities that we have. And so these qualities, which are wonderful qualities, have been so turned and weaponized against us. So we can be made to feel shame very easily, because, you tell us that we did something bad and we just feel so terrible. And then we want to fix it, right? We always want to fix it.
Hey, you're exactly right. I got to jump in, Marty. You're exactly right.
Yes.
I got to add on. You're exactly right. It's because Christians, the Adamic white people, are a compassionate, people. You show me a compassionate person, I'll show you an Adamic person.
I like to come
blushing,
in quickly.
Blushing in the cheeks. You know, by definition, we, yeah. like Adam, Adam means, doesn't that mean blush, to blush in the cheeks? You see,
yeah,
we.
Blush, turn red, you, rosy, red. Yes, absolutely.
And,
yes, absolutely.
And
it's in Hebrew, that's exactly what it means.
And this is actually an important thing to think about, to consider this, that we show in our faces when we feel certain emotions. Shame is one of those emotions that can make us blush. And so,
yes.
And we, yeah, it's a very important point to consider. Like if you think of that on a level of, you know, how we behave, how we've evolved to behave, how we've learned to behave. If we show our emotions, that we can't lie about that, right? Those are real.
Amy, yes, you're true. That's right.
Great point. Absolutely.
So, you know, okay, I wanted to read out of a couple of Alfred's letters, and I do have a feeling we're going to be going to break shortly, but just
before we go to break,
I'll just explain to people who might not be aware, Alfred is in a prison in Germany, and this is the second time he's in prison. He spent 4 years in prison, got out in July 1st of last year, like 2022. Then he was picked up this August 23rd. He's supposed to be in prison for 6 months for having the temerity, the audacity to hold his arm out in a straight arm salute, what used to be called the Roman salute, the friendly gesture. And, you know, this is how high my dog Pavlov can jump. And he's in jail in a cage for 6 months.
We've got to go to that quick break, Sister Monica.
Yes.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles and the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, without wasting another further minute, we're going to go back to Sister Braveheart. Go ahead, Sister Braveheart.
Okay, so a letter that Alfred wrote to Dave Gahari, and maybe some people know that name because he does Money Tree Publishing. Anyway, he sent me a scanned copy of that, so I want to read that. And Dave Gahari did also read this, and I happened to tune into that show that he read it on, and he did such a good job of reading it. It was very powerful. And Eddie, you will appreciate some of the things that that Alfred says in this letter, because especially in light of what you were talking about earlier, those Judeo or the Baptists who are Judeo-Christians and whatnot who don't get it and are still, you know, licking the feet of our enemy, actually. So anyway, but in this case, he talks about the stupidity of some of our people. I would say these people that are just so heavily deceived that they just cannot get the blinders off their eyes. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to read this letter. So he first of all thanks Dave for the letter that he wrote to him. And then he answers a question. He says, no, I don't have internet here, and they will not allow books to be sent in without a lot of arbitrary nonsense rules. No worries. It is like being in a space capsule on a mission to Planet of the Orcs. Now, in 2020, yeah, it's good, eh? Now, in 2023 and all that is happening, it is as difficult to sell the truth as it is to sell a glass of water to a lost traveler in a desert. The receptivity is completely sensitized and eager. The high treason of quote unquote President Joe Biden, and it gets a little bit vulgar here, but I'm just going to read what Alfred wrote, so excuse me for a little bit of vulgarity. So the high treason of President, in quotation marks, Joe Biden, sucking Netanyahu's cock for his role in 9/11 redefines extreme treason. To let terrorists get away allows them to keep doing it. That's what that was in quotation marks, that part, because that's, I guess, Joe Biden's words. I'm not sure. And then Alfred says, yeah, Joe, right on. To suck the terrorist's cock is a whole new dimension. Dave, everything that has been happening to me sends me the message that they, echo, 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 are expecting us to win, and they, echo, 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 those are those triple parentheses, want to be able to say to us, we helped you over and over again, and it pains us that your people are so slow and so complacent. Now we can talk about who is to blame for what. Blame sharing. Like, if I shit on your plate before your eyes and you pay me and eat it, then you take the blame at least as much as me. You have a nose and a brain. Use it. Like the bird that chirps stupid nonsense when the cat comes, rather than just flying with its God-given wings, will turn into cat shit faster than you can imagine. No matter from which angle I look at our situation, we can be so happy to be alive and in the role we find ourselves in. Many, many of our ancestors would have given all to be here today to finally deal with this resolvable problem. It is a biological exponential process that is irreversible, like a volcanic eruption. The energy needed to do whatever needs to be done will come from our stragglers who want to pay the going price to be able to sit at our table, the table of truth. Alone, the range from understanding the ingredients of the quote-unquote vaccine will do the job, and 9/11 is gravy. And then he has a little picture. Draws a picture of a caterpillar and a thought bubble saying, eat, crawl, and shit is all I know and all I ever do. And then an arrow to a little transformation, which is the cocoon, but he draws it like the caterpillar is in a jail cell. It's got bars on it. And then another arrow to the butterfly that comes out, and the thought bubble coming out of the butterfly, I don't crawl for anybody. I'm an adult now. And then he just signs off respectfully, worst case, WC88 Alfred. And that there's a story to that signature too. But anyway, that's the letter. That's the powerful letter. So do you want to comment about that? And then if I have time, I'll read a little snippet out of the letter he wrote to me, because it talks about his jail, a little bit about his jail experience, which is really nice too. Go ahead.
Nancy, go ahead.
Eddie, I was thinking that this is kind of up your alley here about, you know,
okay,
the Jews are.
Yes, I didn't want to hog too much. I think that was an excellent poem. An excellent letter. I was still thinking about that poem, Flanders Field, pretty emotional. But yes, sir, it described the so-called Judeo-Christians perfectly. I couldn't describe it better. In fact, I think I alluded to that, something that he said earlier, that Alfred said earlier. They could literally defecate, and I hate to get too gross, but they could defecate, the Jews could defecate on the ground, and these Judeo-Christian Baptists, they remind me of dogs. The people have these dogs, they're crazy about these damn dogs. You know, they're, but I've told them, the smartest, greatest dog you've ever had, they will all, just like the Bible says, they will go back and they'll eat their own vomit. And they'll, I've never seen one that won't roll in the feces of like a duck or a deer. If they come on a pile of foul of feces, I've seen it over. I've had dogs all my life. They'll roll in it. Well, that reminds me of these Judeo-Christian Baptists. They love these Jews so much, they worship them. I've often said, and I really believe it, if Christ, they think that God sits at the right hand of the Jews. The Jews don't sit at the right hand of God. God sits at the right hand of the Jews because the Jews are number one. And Jesus, they don't need no stinking Jesus. Jesus is way out there. You can't hardly see him. That's how they worship him. And there's nothing they won't do. They will lick the tail. They will suck the private parts of the Jew. There's nothing. That's why they call them these Shabbos Goyim. And the Jews will even tell them. It's the Jews have it in their literature, in their Babylonian Talmud. We hate you Gentiles. They described us as being offal of a donkey, the feces of a donkey. The hatred they have, a normal Gentile cannot comprehend it because, like Rand said earlier, they are of their son, they are of their father, the devil. Jews, Biscuit says that they are Jews or the officer corps of their father, the devil. And the more they hate these Christians, the more they defecate on their head, the more they like it. They want the murder and the carnage going on in the world right now. And I just pick out Palestine because that's just one place that the Jews have done it to our people. They've done it in Dresden. They've done it all over Germany. They did it to the Southerners in the war. They're still defecating on the Southern white people. There's nothing new. There's nothing these Jews can do to wake these stinking Gentiles up. And I'll close with this right here. I've said this 100 times before. I've got to say it again. Take the USS Liberty. I hope, God only forbid, there is another Liberty. And the Liberty stands for all these atrocities, bombing of Dresden, bombing of the Palestinians. But pick the Liberty. Not only did the Jews come in and torpedo and bomb and napalm, the only ship in the history of the United States Navy, the only time a Navy ship has been napalm was napalm by our precious stinking Jews, these sons of their father, the devil, did it. And not only did they machine gun that ship and kill those people and maim them, then the high up lackeys, these Goyim, Shabbos Goyim generals and admirals made those poor E1s, E2s, E3s, E4s, sailors, 17, 18, 22, 25 years old, go down in the hold of that ship and dig those body parts out of that hot water when the body parts were already decaying and stinking. They made them guys go down there and get those body parts and put them in plastic bags. I used to know exactly how many. And here's what I'd say. If it ever happens again, God help me for saying this, I hope they take those plastic bags, and I hope this ship, if there is another USS Liberty, I hope it could be staffed by Judeo-Christian good Baptist boys. And they can take those bags back and dump them on the church, on the Baptist church, and say, okay, you Goyim, we've got eyeballs, we've got legs, we've got testicles, we got, and so this is your precious sons. Put them together, see if you can figure out which one is yours. And I'm going to continue this when we come back to the break. We're almost there because I'm going to continue this. Be right back, folks.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. We begin this hour with the latest from the Middle East. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, continue to pound Hamas terrorist targets in northern Gaza, a reported 250 attacks. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visiting with some of his troops. Now, word the Al-Kids Hospital in Gaza almost out of fuel, the hospital appealing for aid. Meanwhile, a potential deal in the works to get additional hostages freed from Hamas. The proposal would require Israel to stop taking out targets for several days. In related news, Saudi Arabia hosting an emergency summit of Arab leaders in Riyadh.
If you remain in the roadway and refuse to utilize the sidewalk, you will be placed under arrest and charged with disorderly conduct.
As the war against Hamas terrorists rages on in the Middle East, thousands of anti-Israeli protesters flooding the streets of New York City Friday night, attempting to enter Grand Central Station again, but police blocking it off, several demonstrators arrested. Staying now in New York City, FBI agents taking cell phones belonging to New York City Mayor Democrat Eric Adams as part of a federal investigation into campaign fundraising. Armed with a search warrant, the agents confiscating the phones and an iPad, the investigation looking at whether foreign money from Turkey was funneled into his campaign. Adams has not been accused of any wrongdoing so far, but he is the latest politician to come under scrutiny for ties to foreign governments. Looking ahead now to next week, President Biden scheduled to meet with the President of China here in the United States. The location? San Francisco, where city leaders are very busy relocating the homeless and cleaning up drug addicts who have been living on the streets, relocating them elsewhere. The cleanup ahead of the visit. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'm going to finish my little speech, and then we're going to go back to Sister Braveheart. Yes, like I was saying, God forbid that happens, and I've got to the point with the plastic bags. They dumped the plastic bags on, let's say, Bellevue Baptist Church, a whorehouse here in Memphis. They call themselves a church, a bunch of goyim, a bunch of Shabbos goyim butt lickers. If they were to do that, if the Jews were to dump eyes here, a brown eye here, a black eye there, a half of an arm, a leg, and say, these are your precious sons and daughters, and we did this to them, just like we're doing to the Palestinians today, and we don't care if you know it, it was us, because we know you worship us, and there's nothing we can do to turn it against, to turn you against us, and we're getting ready to go get kill some more, and you know what, if you say one word about it, we're going to bomb and napalm your church. So there, and I'm going to say something to sign off. I'm going to say something Sister Monica said, like Brother Alfred said, even though he's in jail, but God bless him, the guts of a lion. Our ancestor would give anything if they could be where we are right now. Being, for instance, Brother Alfred's able, excuse his hat, to write a letter, to do what he's doing, to fight this stinking Jew, satanic, devilish enemy. We have power. We can sit here on this microphone for right now. How much longer, we don't know. But we can do that, and we can go and do our own little protest tomorrow. And as far as the majority, winning the majority, if you're not awake by now, majority, you ain't never going to be awake. And I say this, I say you are awake, but you're too damn stupid. But mainly you're too cowardly to lift one finger to help people like us. You're too cheap to send in 50 cents. So screw the majority. I don't want the majority. It's on our website. We don't cater to the majority. We don't cater to the fake ass alt right. We want nothing but the hardest of the hardcore. That's who we're after. Screw the rest of you cowards. If you're not in the battle yet, to hell with you. Anyway, I got to shut up now. I'm going to go back to Sister Monica.
No, that's great. That is great. I'm glad you reiterated this, what Alfred said about our ancestors would have given all to be here today to finally deal with this resolvable problem. Yes. He says it's like a biological process. It's irreversible. It's like a volcanic eruption. I mean, this is, it will be resolved. We will resolve it. We are in the position to do something about it. And that's why he keeps reiterating this about how this is the best time to be alive. And I think that's just a fantastic attitude to have, rather than to lament the times that we are living in, to just say, no, we are living in the best time because we can do something. We are here to do something about it. And not just sit back and if you're the bird and you sit there chirping when the cat comes, if you don't use your God-given wings to fly, then you become cat excrement. And so for us, the people, if we just sit here and do nothing, well, then we become dead, basically, and, you know, Jewish excrement. So we have an opportunity to do something, and we're doing it right now. And yes, stay fit, like what you had talked about in the first hour, I think it was, that, you know, people should be working on getting fit, get off of, you know, the vices, the drugs and alcohol. I know that there are a lot of young people that when they figure out what's going on and they learn the truth about what's going on, they suddenly clean up their lives because they suddenly have purpose in life. You know, that Alfred has met many people like that, that young people have said, yeah, when I figured things out, so I stopped drinking, I stopped, you know, getting myself all zombified out on drugs, because I have purpose in life now to, you know, to work towards bringing our people back up out of this mess that we're in. So that's what we should be doing. If you don't mind, if I have a moment more, I could just say a little bit, because people always ask, how is he doing in jail? And Alfred rarely talks about his own jail time. And I must have asked him in my last letter to him to tell us about the day-to-day and these kind of things. And so he does tell me a little bit about it. I'm not going to read the whole letter. This is a bit longer letter, but I'll just say I'll read a little bit of it. I had told him about a kind of a coincidental thing that happened, but these things are never really coincidences. And he answers me to say those were our guardian angels. That was God, the power of good. And then he says, Monica, the force is on our side. We are an unstoppable force. Even if they killed us, we still win, as if their silly, pathetic, infantile, retarded lies have even any chance. Zero, de nada, zip. Like dog shit tastes good. Come on, give me a break. And then he says, I have lots of friends here. I'm having fun in jail. Example. And this is really good, this example. He says, at reception time in this prison, I had to fill out a form about myself before getting a job. So it's like a job application, okay, in jail. I wrote that my family is split. One sister is awake, and one brother and another sister are vaccinated zombies that believe in silly nonsense like Corona and Holocaust. They are superstitious zombies. And his next sentence is, I would like to work in the garden. And then he says, I got the job straight away. Monica, straight talk goes down like a glass of cool water in a hot desert. And the garden work makes me so happy, and it keeps me fit. I harvested celery. Today I planted spinach in one of the greenhouses. I eat lots of carrots and peppers, and I learn useful stuff. And I always tell them that it's my job to be in prison because this amplifies the insanity that we are describing in our work. And over time, it all makes sense. You and me in prison is much better than being in a coffin after vaccination, for example. And we are just beginning to have real fun. Once you enter your coffin, it's no more fun. It's only very dark and cold and stinky. Makes sense, doesn't it? I'll pause there. Go ahead. If anybody wants to jump in.
Well, I'd just like to say it certainly doesn't seem that Brother Alfred's spirits have been dampened by any of this. I admire him very much for that. But, you know, Monica, you were talking about a little bit earlier about what the Jews are doing, kind of along that line, and some of the things that they had done and who they'd done it to. Well, you know, they done it to our Savior. You know, they hung him on a cross and speared it, severed his side, and they killed him. And they killed the apostles too. So they've been doing a lot of killing a long, long time, you know. So
from the beginning.
And I don't want to get too deep into it, but it really, you could even take it one step back further from that. It's been going on since Satan's rebellion. When he rebelled, you got to remember that he took a third of God's children with him when he rebelled. Just always remember that. He didn't rebel by himself. He took one third
right.
of God's children with him. I'm sorry, Eddie?
You got that. You're 100% right, brother.
So I wanted to point that out and just say good for Alfred, good for him keeping up his spirits, man. He's a model for a lot of us to look up to and go by, his efforts, his writings, his sacrifice. I'm sure like all of us on the radio, he could be doing a lot of other dipshit stuff if he wanted to be, you know. But for some reason, we were called, y'all. We were called. And I can tell by the things that Alfred said, Alfred's called. He's from a higher calling. Alfred just didn't get this happenstance. He didn't wander upon. Alfred is a called man, just like Paul was called. And I don't know who's called for sure and everybody, but I can tell you one thing, Alfred's called.
And that's the reason why
we show up here most every Saturday afternoon. When it's possible for us, is that we've got work to do. You know, these people, I hope I don't go down too many rabbit trails, just like these rapture people. I mean, we got work to do. If you read Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, if you'll read those closely with meaning, you'll find out if you're alive when Jesus Christ comes back, you're not going to be floated up out of here, but you're going to, I mean, not when Christ comes back, but when Antichrist shows up, because you're gonna be brought up. You're gonna be brought up before councils, and you're gonna have the opportunity to say things and defend your Savior. Actually, Scripture says, "Don't meditate about what to say, that the Holy Spirit will be talking for you." That's what the Scripture says, and that's what I look forward to. That's why I agree 100% that this is a very exciting time to be alive and have open eyes and open ears and not be a part of those out there that can't see or hear.
That's golden. You're golden, Brad. With that, we got to go to a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to comment on a little bit on what you said, and then we'll go right back. We got to get Sister Nancy in here. She's been blacked out for a while.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
This is Michael Hill, chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're almost out of time, but I'd just like to compliment and salute Brother Alfred, who's in prison. You know, I don't know if I could be that cheerful. American prisons are so violent. Someone told me the other day, in Rikers Prison in New York, they had lost in 90 days, it's like 17 prisoners have been killed. Sam Dixon was telling me the rape that goes on in these prisons here in the United States, but it's hell being in prisons. I also like to respond to Rand, who's the Bible. That's why we call him the Mr. Bible. Maybe I should call him the Alabama Long Wolf Bible preacher. But I pulled up this verse. It goes right along what he says. It's Ephesians 6:12. We used to read this all the time, quoted. I was going to try to paraphrase, but I'll go ahead and read it. Then we'll go back to, we'll try to get Sister Nancy in there. She's there somewhere. Anyway,
yeah.
It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Is that true? Or as Rand pointed out, when Satan was thrown out of the debt of heaven, he brought a third of the angels with him that rebelled against God. And they're right here every day being a thorn in our flesh. And that's what that means. We don't fight. We're not fighting these flesh and blood, these Biden, the Hillary types, these Netanyahu types. They're devil. They're devils. They're the devil's seed. Their father is the devil. Against powers, the rulers of darkness in this world, and the spiritual wickedness in high places. That's their top. That's Washington D.C. That's Tel Aviv. Spiritual wickedness. That's what we're fighting against. But you're absolutely right, Iran. Yeah. Nancy, are you still there, sister?
Yeah. I've got five or six little things to say to introduce. One is that I did listen to Jan Lamprecht out of South Africa, and he says some things that you all will agree with. He said that Jews are the ultimate cowards on the earth, and even fat girls and blacks have more guts.
And I'll tell you what.
It was interesting.
I was going to say, nobody. You can say anything you want these blacks you want to, but I tell you what, you'll never see, I don't care how educated they are, how cultured they are, I've never seen a black take sides against whitey. They will always stick together every single time.
Of course, that's right. And you know what's interesting? One of our enemies in South Africa who sings Kill the Boer, that's Julius Malema. And he calls for killing the whites in South Africa, but because he's also calling out help for the trapped Palestinians. And he said, although I do not think it's close to the same type of apartheid that existed in South Africa. There is no comparison to the situation in South Africa. The apartheid situation in South Africa was a much milder form of apartheid. There's absolutely no comparison. I lived a short time in South Africa. And at any rate, I want to point out something that he talked about. And, it, you know, people say, I don't know why these South Africans just don't get up and leave. I don't know why they don't leave the country. Well, of course, it's not that easy. But here's an example of a man that he did talk about. He said he had a friend named Gilbert, who was a white South African, who had fought he was in the South African police or a South African soldier. And even though he married a U.S. citizen, we would not allow him to come and live in this country. This is the treatment that is given out, has been given out to white South Africans. Now, I'm sure had he been a black South African, things would have been a little bit different. But one of the things that that Jan pointed out was he was talking about black warfare versus the white South Africans, and how they really, he called it the lame war. There was no such thing as soldiers organized, an organized military. They just would follow their leader. And he talked about this guy, Gilbert. One of the ways that they would control these wild blacks when there was a rampage, and now this is something to keep in mind, and I hadn't thought about this. He said that what they would do, they would send a company of white men, soldiers, to try to confront them and stand in front of these blacks who were protesting or rioting with their knives and various arms that they had. He said what they would do, the captain of the company would point out the leaders, and the South Africans would kill the leaders, because once the leaders were dead, that was kind of the end of any so-called organized military operation. And of course, that's probably common practice. That's probably a typical military action. But another thing that's kind of interesting, black former representative Cynthia McKinney has also come out in support of the Palestinians. Of course, she's already on the Jews' blacklist because she has also talked about Jewish power in the Congress, and so I'm sure that they don't like her too much anyway. One of the most outspoken advocates for the Palestinians is an Irish woman who's an Irish politician named Claire Daly. And you should listen to what she has to say. I think she's a member. She spoke to the EU Parliament. And, I mean, she gives them down the river, tells them completely that they're completely causing, the Jews are just indiscriminately killing these Palestinians. Of course, by now, I think they've killed 11,000. And at any rate, she's a great spokeswoman for the Palestinians. And I guess that's about it, except I did listen to the blog that John Friend had yesterday, talking with Kevin Barrett. And he had a little different idea about this being a false flag. He really did not think it was a false flag. He seemed to think that what happened is, it was not explained, but this musical event that these Israelis were involved in was right on the border with the Gaza fence. And somehow the Hamas and other pro-Palestinians were able to breach that wall by somehow eliminating some of these electronic devices, the way I understood it. And that was the breach was right there at the musical event, because that's where the wall was to keep the Palestinians behind in Gaza. But he really didn't think it was a false flag. I mean, and that was his take on it. And he was talking about how this is another interesting thing. He said all the people that they've been able to document now, there were Israelis that were killed, they were mainly soldiers. And they have no documentation as of today that any of them were children. Although, on the other hand, they've killed at least 5,000 children. The Jews have killed 5,000 children in Gaza. But the first thing we heard, and I even heard it on this, listening to this, the news on, to just on this program, they were talking about beheaded children, or still talking about beheaded children. But according to this report, he said that there were about 500 reports now of the names of people that got killed, and most of them were military men. And of course, we know all of the Israelis are in the military. All of them, I think, do service. So you could say that the civilians are actually military as well. But the reason that they got into that musical event was because that was the barricade they gained, they were able to gain entry. So anyway, it was a very interesting blog with John Friend.
I'd like to say one thing about South Africa. You know, we sold gold. Let me say one thing. We sold gold to get this state radio station going. And we dedicated it to South Africa. We dedicated it to certain people, to the VorTrekkers. But I'm not going to say the same thing on the air. But I'm almost South Africa'd out. You know, they got their deal. We got our. There's only so much we can do for other people. I mean, I think it's time for them to start doing something for themselves. I haven't seen one war start, just like our cucks over here, like our white people over here. They want to bitch and complain. Oh, look at us. We're poor South Africa. We're only, it's always, they're always one day away from extermination. You know, it's the same way here. In fact, I've thought about changing the name of our show to something else, but it's the same way here. We're all, you know, we all these white people over here, we're fighting. We've got to fight against them more than we do the blacks almost. And no one wants to do a damn thing. And even if we want to help South Africa right now, we can't. We're in worse shape than they friggin' are. You know, look, if you say one thing wrong in the wrong place, you do one thing wrong place, you're in prison, you're in jail. So I was kind of like this guy who wrote a book. He said it's time to man your own boats. Not sound to say cruel, not sound to be cruel, but it's time for everybody to kind of help their own selves. You know, that's I'm going to say I hope that doesn't sound cruel because I really don't give a damn as long as it's the way I truly feel. But, yes, it's time for us to start thinking about Southern America. America's right here in Dixie. Let the South Africans take care of themselves. We'll help them some. So I know all the thing about Blood River and all that stuff because that's what our show's about. Well, at least it used to be about. But I've kind of changed focus on it. Maybe I'm kind of South Africa'd out, I guess. Like some people said, they've got Negro fatigue. But anyway, so go ahead.
Real quick, brother, I just want to add a couple of quick comments. Very good work, Miss Nancy. Very good. And talking about that party, see, I've read and saw a couple of videos where that was kind of like a real vulgar type, real low moral type, everything goes type party. So let's keep that in mind. Okay, so I think that plays a part in this. You're not going to hear that out there, but I think it very well could play a part in it. And you're not far off saying 12,000. When you said 5,000 children dead, you're not far off, because I had jotted down earlier from other reports, and I kind of just said, well, what goes on every day and where the number changes. It's probably 12,000 dead, maybe more, as we speak right now on this radio, at least one third, probably more. That's being conservative. At least one third of those are going to be children, because you got a population over there that 50% of the population is under 15 years of age. So let's just imagine for a moment, winding down. But let's imagine a moment, an earthquake, a natural disaster or something happening over there and killing that many children. Just about that and how much different things would be going on. But yet still, it's all right for those Jews to bomb criminals, those Palestinians.
Well, you're right on target, brother. And folks, I want to thank you, Rand. Thank you, Sister Nancy. Thank you, Sister Braveheart. Thank you, little Lizzie. Miss Teenage America. Thank you, Blood River Radio audience, listeners, donors. Thank you so much for tuning in. God willing, we'll see you same time, same place next week, the 18th. And I hope that we get to live that long. So, good night, everybody.